package, Cupid's Holiday, or the Sweetheart Package. Or let Lilia Day Spa create something special for her. A gift certificate from Lilia Day Spa is ideal for Valentine's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Springtime is almost here, and it's the perfect time to get more at AutoZone. And getting more out of your car battery starts with Duralast. Duralast batteries are proven tough, so you can always count on a smooth startup. Give yourself peace of mind with Duralast. Proven tough and available only at AutoZone. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
It's 2019 and Scores Jewelers is finally in its new home on Civic Center Boulevard in Anderson. Scores Jewelers has grown into the premier jewelry store in the area thanks to you. And guys, if it's time to show her that she's the one you want to make memories with, we're here to make finding the right ring easy. Right now we have special 36 months no interest financing available. And at Scores you can compare diamonds side by side to see the difference for yourself. And with one of the largest selections of mountings in the area, finding the right style has never been easier. And best of all, if we don't have it, we can make it specially for you. We have custom design in-house to create whatever she wants. Of all the things we offer, the most important is guidance and expertise. We're here to help make finding the right ring easy and enjoyable. The one thing we don't offer at Scores is high pressure. We want buying a ring to be a pleasant experience. Yes, we'd like to make a sale, but we'd rather make a friend. Friends come back. I'm William Nichols, and I'd like to personally invite you to our new location and experience for yourself the difference of Scores Jewelers.
No time for that. Let's get back to business. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We are privileged to have Coach Brad Brownell with us at this time. Coach, how are you?
I'm great, Walt. Hope you are, buddy.
Yeah, you are great. You are great. It's you got it going on now, don't you, Coach? Feeling pretty good about yourselves now, huh?
We're doing better.
Yeah.
That was obviously a great win on Saturday. Thought the guys defended exceptionally well again. And,
yep.
You know, it was a great week. We, three games in 6 days and handled our business and really proud of the way the guys have been playing.
Yeah. If you're not going to let the other team score, you're going to win a lot of games. And down the stretch again, I thought the offense was a little iffy at times, a little spotty, but the defense totally stoned Virginia Tech in the last 7 minutes of the game.
Yeah, I agree with you. And they're good defensively too. They make it hard on you. They plug it up inside. It's hard to get the ball inside. Yeah. Obviously, it puts pressure on the shooting. And really happy to see Shelton Mitchell have a great day. I thought he was incredible in the first half. Shot it really well, and thought we moved the ball well, passed it real well, and obviously we got a bunch of threes in the game. Which when we do that, that that makes us infinitely better. It's something we haven't been doing quite as well all year, but shooting the ball a little bit better here recently.
And again, they're sort of, in a way, they're sort of baiting you into that because they sag so much defensively. As you said, post-entry is really difficult. I mean, you know, they're sagging from the wing. They're sagging from up top. It just makes it really difficult to get a clean post-entry pass. And I also thought that, and you correct me if you think I'm wrong, but I also thought this sort of limits Marquise Reed a little bit in his driving game.
Yeah, no, it does. It's, you know, and it's, couple of times he didn't listen because he still kept trying to get in there and turn it over. But there's just not a lot of space. They're going to force you to make plays. And, you know, most of your plays are going to have to be made a little bit further away. And, you know, Marquise hung in there and really stuck with it. He passed it well. He had four assists, I know, in the first half. And but, yeah, it's not as easy to get in that paint and make plays. It's hard to get the ball to Eli. They really clog it up. And so they're going to give you some threes. We told our guys that they usually give up 8.5 threes a game and that this is a game we're going to have to make threes to win. And guys need to be excited and ready to shoot them, and we were.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you trace back to the NC State game where, again, I thought it was your best performance of the year up to that point. I know you didn't shoot it particularly well from the outside, but it was a game you had. You outplayed them in their building. And, you know, the thing could have tilted one or two ways after that. And I think it's a credit to you and all these guys. And I'm not surprised. I thought that's what would happen. And finally, you're getting a little balance in the schedule too, at least until the next two.
No, there's certainly, we've had a chance to play a little bit better. We have played better. You know, we've gotten a few more games at home and that's helped. And, you know, and then you just, you know, you need to win a couple games to help continue to build confidence. And, you know, as we talked about one other show, you know, it's just hard when you're playing pretty well in some of these games, but you're not winning. Yeah. And it can get a little demoralizing, get a little frustrating. It's hard to keep your morale up, and really a credit to our players that they've done that. Our seniors have really just really hung in there and battled. And even when we were 1-5, we weren't going to give in, and guys were just going to keep playing. And, you know, we just try to get a little bit better. I think defensively we've improved, and you know, we just need one or two guys to start shooting it a little better. And certainly Shelton Mitchell started to shoot it a little bit better. And that's really helped our team.
Is it just me, or does he look like he's moving a little better the last couple of games as well?
Yeah, he does. I think he is. You know, he got a shot a couple of weeks ago, about a week and a half ago, to just try to loosen that thing up a little bit and help him out, you know, here through the season. You know, I think it's helping him. And, you know, he's still going to have days where he doesn't maybe feel great all the time. And, but he also has days when he does feel better. And I think you saw that on Saturday. He had a good bounce to him. Obviously made a couple shots early. That always helps. And he just, you know, he was able to kind of to maintain it. And, you know, he's a different level player for us when he's making threes. He probably isn't quite as dynamic off the bounce as he used to be, but he's still a good shooter. And, you know, I've said for a while now, we just got to be patient with him. There's going to be a game or two here where he makes four in a game, and probably took a little longer than we all would have liked, but he's had two games now where he's made 4 and 5, and it really opens things up for other guys, and it takes pressure off other players, which I think is really important for our team.
You know, Javon White has given you some good minutes offensively in recent games, but I actually thought he gave you a few good minutes on the defensive end against Virginia Tech, against Blackshear when you needed it. I know he didn't play a ton of minutes, but, you know, coming from that Oral Roberts zone system, it's taken him a little while to adjust, but I thought he gave you some key minutes on the defensive end in that game.
No, he did. Kerry Blackshear is a very, very good player, underrated player in our league. You know, he does a lot of things well. They throw it to him, and he kicks it out for threes. I thought we showed great defensive discipline. That was one of our keys, was when the ball went inside to him, they do a lot of screening away from the ball and cutting, and we really try to stay home and not let him throw out for threes. And so then that happened, doesn't happen, then he's going to go one-on-one, and he's a guy that can score. And obviously, Eli was in a little bit of foul trouble, and Amir was in foul trouble, and so Javon was out there about 7 or 8 minutes, and they went to him. And he made a basket or two, but Javon also had a couple good stops. And I think you're right in pointing out late in the game we needed him out there a couple times, and he got some good stops for us.
And how about Hunter Tyson? Not only was he active, I think he collected a good defensive rebound and almost kept one alive on the offensive end that I think we were still pleased with his effort on, but he hits that little baseline reverse layup with his left hand. Yep. And when he made that, Coach, I'm writing on Twitter, I'm like, get him a three look. Cause I just had a feeling that, you know, he's a shooter who's just waiting to see the ball go in. And I thought that just getting that layup might help him. And it did. He got that look and he drilled it.
Yeah. No question. And couldn't have been happier for anybody. He works so hard, Walt. I mean, he's in here before practice in the mornings. He's here. He was working out on some ball handling stuff after practice with one of the assistant coaches. One of the things I really like about him is he's got a little swagger about him. He's not timid at all. Like, he goes out there and he's letting it fly if he's open, and he's going to attack the basket when he can. And he's one of those guys that, I thought he hit the wall a little bit around Christmas time and into part of January and maybe just got tired and really wasn't shooting it very well in practice, which was the first time he had about a 2-3 week period where he really felt like he took a step backwards. What's funny is we put him on the scout team a couple weeks ago to just kind of like get his confidence back and to let him just, hey, when you're on the scout team, just let it fly, man. Just go get to spaces and shoot it and get confidence and don't worry about missing a shot and get more reps in practice against the good players, the starters. And so when you do get a chance in a game, maybe you've got a little more confidence. I think that's really helped him. We threw him out there against Georgia Tech for a couple minutes, and he did well. And then, as you saw against Virginia Tech, man, he just so aggressive. I mean, he took a three, missed it. He had a great baseline drive. He had a great defensive rebound. He had a three that he made. He had an unbelievable effort on an offensive rebound where he was attacking and actually got called for a foul, but we loved his aggressiveness. Right. So I thought it really was a shot in the arm for our team just because of his spirit and energy level. And obviously the home crowd was happy to see him do well. So I thought his minutes were really important.
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious the kid can play, and I think he just needed a little confidence and need to see the ball go in. And I'm sort of interested to watch him from this point forward. I know his minutes are probably still going to be limited, but I'm interested to see what happens with him down the stretch, because I think maybe he's starting to feel a little bit better about himself. And I it's obvious the kid can shoot the ball. I mean, he could shoot the ball, period. And so, he just needed to see it go in. David Skar, can we make a case for David Skar as AC Defensive Player of the Year and the versatility and everything he gives you this game? It's Alexander Walker. It's always somebody.
Yeah, you know what? He's just done an unbelievable job for us defensively. And he's obviously an improving offensive guy and had a great game against Georgia Tech. I think he had 13 points and hit a huge three when we were up six to kind of make it nine against Virginia Tech late, one of his few baskets. But defensively, he's just been terrific. I mean, we give him just different matchups every game and ask him to do a lot and switch on certain situations. And, man, he just comes to work every day and does his job and doesn't say anything other than, I got it, Coach. I'll do whatever you ask me to do. And he's just a pleasure to coach. And, I'm sure hopeful that he's going to be one of those all-ACC defensive team members because he certainly is deserving.
You know, I still go back to that NC State game where in that last possession, he tries to help and shut off dribble penetration. Then he recovers to Beverly, and he must have closed 12 feet, maybe more. And I've watched that thing 10 times. He came within like a 16th of an inch of blocking that shot.
I know, a fingernail.
Like if his fingernails had been longer, if he had longer fingernails, he would have blocked that shot.
Yeah. It was a tremendous defensive play, and he's done a lot for us defensively. And he's an improved offensive guy, so we're excited about the way he's coming in that direction too.
How about Miami, Coach? Now, you get a team now that, in a way, is coming off a performance that's a little reminiscent of your game at NC State, where they go to North Carolina, they outplay them, they probably feel like it's a game they gave away, and that's probably the case. You're probably going to get their best, and starting with Likes, who's like this little lightning bug, who's just insanely quick.
He's really good, and as you mentioned, they are playing better. They went to Virginia and, and played Virginia very well. Actually guarded Virginia really well, and you know, did a nice job of controlling tempo and hanging in the game for a long period of time. Ended up losing like most teams do there, but played them well, and then they beat Notre Dame at home by 15, and then they went to Chapel Hill and just played a terrific game and really spread it out. They put the ball in Like's hands and Johnson's hands. They've got offensively, they're very, very talented. They're starting five. They've got a bunch of guys that can make threes. They got two guards that can beat you off the dribble. I really like the Zundu. We recruited Zundu. And so he's a big, strong kid that averages about 11 or 12 a game and about 9 rebounds, more than capable. And Anthony Lawrence was a kid we recruited too. He knows how to play, 6'6", 6'7", shooting it better from three. So they're very, very good defensively. They obviously don't have a lot of depth with 7 scholarship guys right now, but they play a pace that's slow enough that they just stay in games. And, boy, when they're shooting it, they're hard to play against. So, defensively, we'll be more than challenged.
Is there a trade-off with Likes? I know in the game against North Carolina, he and White were going up head-to-head a lot. And obviously, White was just shooting right over him with his 6'4", 6'5", side. But on the other side, yeah, White couldn't level Likes off at all.
Yeah, he's extremely difficult to guard one-on-one. You almost can't do it. You have to have guys in gaps, which obviously makes other guys on their team a little bit more open. But his speed is just, you can't even begin to practice against it because it's so fast, and he's very athletic. I mean, he's not just fast, but he bounces up on his shot. He can get away from you with a step back, and he just, you know, he's got the heart of a lion. I mean, he just plays incredibly with incredible confidence for 5'7". So he's hard to handle. And, offensively, certainly you know, it's hard because unless you have a 5-man that can shoot, you can't really get a Zundu away from the basket area to try to post
right.
Likes and do things that way. But as you mentioned, Kobe White, he's just a unique talent to be able to shoot the way he does over top of Likes was a major factor. And obviously I thought Kobe White won them the game.
Yeah, absolutely. It's certainly this game's certainly going to be a challenge. I think Miami is playing a little bit better, and as you say, they don't have much depth, but those starters can all score, and some of those guys are starting to shoot the ball a little better too. Like even the Wardenburg guy who hadn't made a shot all year, suddenly he's hitting a few threes against North Carolina. So something else for you to be concerned about. But congratulations, Coach. It's just a tremendous rebound. And hey, one last thing. I know you got to coach game by game, and you've got to keep your focus on the target right ahead of you. But, you know, I don't know whether you noticed it or not, but some of the prognosticators now suddenly have you on the right side of the cut line for the NCAA tournament. Is it okay for the kids to be excited about that? I mean, feeling good about the way they're playing, and now all your goals are right there again.
Yeah, it is, as long as you're mindful of what got you there.
Yeah.
And, our guys, you know, it's great to act like you're not going to talk about it and all that kind of stuff, but kids are going to get on the internet. They're going to see all the stuff that's going on there on Twitter. They know what's happening. They're asked about it by the media. Hopefully they're just putting their head down though, and we're doing our job. If we're doing our job and worrying about, you know, what we need to take care of and what we can control, then the rest of it hopefully takes care of itself. We've obviously put ourselves back in a position to play well and, you know, possibly make an NCAA tournament, but there's a lot of hard games left, and we got to play exceptionally well for at least another month to kind of make that happen.
Well, I promise not to keep you too long, Coach. As always, thanks for your time. Congratulations, great rebound. Congratulations to the kids too.
Thanks, buddy. Good to be with you.
Thanks, Coach.
We'll see you.
Coach Brad Brownell. Okay, we'll take a quick break. Vol Nation, you'll be up first when we get back. You want to get in, you're welcome to 654-7627. We'll be right back.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get 2 country ham biscuits for just $3.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Now that the cold weather is here, Craft Stove Store and Patio is ready for the winter with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Craft Stove Store and Patio also features the new Radiant Heating Vented Gas Logs that have a real fire look and give radiant warm heat. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
J. Grady Randolph is hiring. Specializing in flatbed hauling since 1935, JGR has deep roots in the Carolinas and proudly supports the Clemson Tigers. Start your new career today by calling 864-761-4041. J. Grady Randolph offers competitive pay and free family health care coverage. Local and regional positions available. Call 864-761-4041 or get more information online at driveforjgr.com. That's driveforjgr.com.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
This is Jared Burton on behalf of Burton Properties. My family owns and manages over 800 one- and two-bedroom apartments in the Clemson area. With safe and comfortable living, along with a friendly staff, Burton Properties can accommodate your apartment needs. You can visit the website at clemsonapartments.com or call one of our office numbers at either 653-7717 or 654-1130. Once again, that's Burton Properties, your friendly apartment leader in the Clemson area.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
All right. Listen up.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walter Tula Road Rage, we are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in? 654-7627. Always appreciate Coach Brownell making some time for us. He has to Tiger calls tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
And so he has that on his agenda as well. I think we touched on several things in the Virginia Tech game. Obviously, they sort of got the swagger back. I think they're feeling pretty good about themselves. You know, coach wants to keep them focused on a game-to-game basis, but make no mistake, they're aware that the NCAA carrot is right there for them. And this morning they woke up, as I imagine they would, to find themselves on the right side of most of these projections. Jerry Palm's projection had them in the first four, so you're still barely in, but you're now on the right side of that cut line, as I expected they would be after this game. So it was never about anybody else. It's about Clemson taking care of Clemson's business, and I think that's starting to happen. Now, I think these next two games are going to be especially difficult. I think there's a chance they could win out after this. But these next two are going to be tough. And Miami just lost a game very reminiscent of the game that Clemson lost at NC State. A game where they had really outplayed them. Miami had outplayed North Carolina and sort of have to feel like they gave the game away late. And they had a shot at the buzzer, too, to win the game. But Miami presents some challenges. You hope that your depth can get to them. You hope that they don't shoot it particularly well. But I think you're going to get their best shot for the same reason. Listen, assuming they handle that defeat the same way Clemson did, you're going to get their best shot. And we'll find out about that. We'll find out about that. So I don't think this is going to be an easy game. And again, it starts with the insane speed of Chris Likes and what you do to level him off. But here's the but, and this is why I brought up the white thing, because there was a price to pay for Likes being on the court. And the same thing has to happen here. You know, and we'll see how the matchup works here. Because the cross matchup might be different here. I would guess that it's going to be Reed on Likes initially. I would guess. And now, if the cross matchup stays the same, because you're not going to put Shelton Mitchell on Likes, all right? And so the only other question is Scara. But, you know, I think you're going to need Scara elsewhere, at least initially. So I would think that it's going to be Reed. And if the cross matchup stays the same, then you have to punish them. Now, you know, Coach indicated, you know, you've got a dominant post player, so it's not as easy to just go and post him up. Maybe not. But Reed can still shoot over Likes. Reed can still shoot, should be able to shoot the ball right over Likes, just as White did. And you're gonna have to make them pay. Because, again, he presents you all sorts of problems on the other end, especially what I wanted to address, which I didn't get to, is in the open floor game. You know, he hits out in the open floor, you can forget it. He's just a heat-seeking missile that just moves faster than any of the other humans. But you got to try and do your best to level him off. You have to hope he shoots it poorly from the perimeter. And lately he's been shooting it well, which is another challenge. Let me get to some of these phone calls. Vol Nation, how are you?
Doing great, man. Great show, man.
Appreciate it.
Hey, I was listening to you, and like I said, yeah, Duke is very scary. They got a lot of great athletes, and I mean, Zion is just out of this world. But like I said, I looking at Tennessee, I think, like I said, Tennessee matches up very well. I'm not sure. I heard a little bit about different matchups or whatever, but I think everybody will see that game. Just because, you know, they've got a lot of youth and Duke and a lot of athleticism. And Tennessee has a lot of experience, and they have athleticism as well. And they're both playing at a high level right now. And I think if things play out enough, you'll probably be able to see both of them in the tournament at some point. And I think you see something special actually transpiring. I didn't know also whether or not you've been watching, you know, recruiting for Pruitt. Pruitt's been doing really well, and he's done some shakeups in the coaching staff as well. I think going to get Ansley from the Raiders, the DB coach, was a big time get. And also T. Martin. And then closing the way he did in the recruiting was awesome as well. Picking up Wright and then picking up Henry Toto or whatever from out in California.
Yeah.
And that was a big get as well. So I think a lot of things are shaping up for us.
Well, and T. Martin, sort of a hired gun. You know, he's a guy who's known as a real quality recruiter. And, you know, so he comes home to bring that element. So, yeah, look, I think there are certainly some positive signs. And in terms of your basketball team, I mean, I think you're a Final Four team at the least. And you have an experienced physical bunch. And you have two star players that not only can create their own, but get to the foul line, which is vital. So there's a lot to like about the Tennessee athletic programs at the moment, at least in terms of the basketball program and perhaps the direction of the football program.
Now, I do have one other question before I get out of here, because I know you got other callers on the line. I know, and I can't remember the new football league that just came out. I was watching it a little bit. Now, those guys get paid, don't they?
They do. Yeah, I think the average salary is like $85,000 a year. Three-year deals. Okay. In the $250,000 range.
And I was wondering with that, you know, I know that they had a lot of kids that, or guys or whatever, that didn't make it to the league, or some people that were in the league just didn't get picked up or whatever. And I was wondering, and like I said, I hadn't got a chance to listen to the whole show. I don't know if you actually addressed it or not, but, you know, how that might actually impact college football, because you got these kids, yeah, you know, that might be coming out a little early. But since it is a developmental league, kind of like the baseball league, you know what I'm saying, they have a developmental league, a minor league. Well, the same thing for this, and would that affect or impact maybe some of these kids maybe saying, hey, if I'm good enough and I can make it there, at least I can get paid, put some money in my pocket, yeah, and then go from there and possibly make it to the next level. So I don't know how, if you talked about that or what you thought about that pertaining to how it might impact college football as a whole.
Yeah, here's what I think. I think that the AAF is largely trying to set themselves up as a developmental league, and they have a lot of connections to the NFL. In fact, every single coach who is coaching in the AAF has coached in the NFL. They are presenting themselves that way. They already have some contractual agreements whereby players can move up to the NFL. That work's already been done. So they are very much setting themselves up and trying to identify as a developmental league for the National Football League and trying to work in union with the NFL. Therefore, they're not going to be violating any NFL conditions. So they, in terms of how I see it now, and I saw some people ask this question on Twitter yesterday or raise that point, the very point you're making. So as I see it, I do not think they are any threat to the college game as it sits. The threat is the XFL. Because the XFL is a totally different animal. The XFL is already indicating that they are going to pursue players before the three-year rule. Now, that has been a no-no in football up till now. But the XFL has already indicated that that is their intent. So they are the ones you have to worry about in that regard, about the possibility that if they can pay people enough, that they could damage the college game. And that's the part I wanted to get to, because your thought process is right. It's just not that league. It's the other one that's going to be the problem. And I'll tell you why it becomes a bigger problem.
I'll come back in just a little bit.
Vol Nation?
Yeah, I'm here.
It becomes a bigger problem for this reason. This league has already plucked 400 players. This league has already established their rosters and already plucked 400 players. And fundamentally what they've done is they've taken the next 400 best players. So once you move beyond the NFL, this league is being built on the marginal guys who would be late cuts, practice squad players. And so they've taken the next 400. This is why the XFL is a potential problem, because once you move beyond that group, now the XFL doesn't have quality players to choose from, because they're going to choose the next 400, which obviously are not going to be as good as the AAF's group. But here's where the danger part comes. Knowing that, they are going to, at least this is what they've claimed, pursue players before their third year. And if they're able to do that, then in theory, they could seriously damage the college game, seriously damage it.
Is there anything a college could do? Because I know, you know, you got these kids on scholarship, but they're not locked in. I mean, especially if they go to something like that, because they just walk away from it and lose their scholarship, you know?
Yeah, not that I can think of, no. Herein lies the distinction. The AAF is trying to set themselves up into a developmental league and acting in unison with the NFL. The XFL appears poised to want to set themselves up to be in competition with the NFL.
Mm. That's good. Okay. And obviously, you know, like I said, hopefully for our benefit and for the benefit of the sport, the SL wins will win out.
Exactly.
What I saw last night, I don't know if it was a really good football game, but it was worth watching.
Exactly. Yep. Well done, Vol Nation.
Hey, appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah. Look, I locked in to most of them and watched most of the games. I thought the talent level was good. I thought these look like NFL players. Bill Polian has said this. He said, you know, when we had our first practices, there was still a level of concern, but then we started watching practices and, you know, the size issues are all appropriate. In other words, you know, if you watch Memphis offensive line last night, they lost, they got shut out, but they ran the ball effectively against Birmingham. They ran behind a big, pretty physical offensive line. But I think that you're seeing a lot of athletes who look the part, guys who look like they're borderline NFL players, many of which look like they could one day take a roster spot in an NFL team. And I think that's how they're setting themselves up. There are some problems within this, which I want to touch on as well, and I'll get to that. Let me get to Clemson Dad first here, though. Clemson Dad, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Walt. How about you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Talking about the Alliance of American Football there. I enjoyed the games this weekend, Walt.
And, yeah.
You know, you're talking about the XFL's thing me up. Trying to set themselves up in a competition against the NFL. Well, the last time they did that didn't work out too well for them, but they were, I don't know, I remember when the XFL came out, and to me, I thought it was kind of a joke. It wasn't like
a joke.
This weekend to me.
It was, you know, it was a sideshow.
Combined.
Yeah, it was a sideshow.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I mean, money talks, I understand that, but I did enjoy the games, and I agree with you. They had some talent going on. And
yeah.
It seemed to me, it could be wrong, but you're allowed to hit the quarterback,
yeah.
For goodness sake.
Now, here's the good and bad of that. The good is, as fans, we like seeing it. There were quarterbacks who were getting drilled in these games over the weekend, getting absolutely right, absolutely drilled. And so we like that. We like seeing that, hey, man, tackle football is back. The only problem I foresee in that is that if you are setting yourself up as a developmental league, and if an NFL team has a quarterback that they want to let develop in your system, they're not going to want to let them get killed.
They may change that.
They may have to for that reason.
It was fun last night.
Yeah.
Well, or this weekend, rather.
Yeah, and I want to get to more of it. I plan on getting to more of it, more of this conversation. But go ahead.
How can San Diego have an AFA team and not have the Chargers still? That's kind of puzzling to me.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
You know what I'm saying? They got the San Diego fleet.
Yeah.
But they can't get the Chargers in town.
Yeah, well, and that's an enormous issue because you can't have two teams in L.A. I don't know what the two teams in L.A. was about. L.A. can't even support one team, let alone two teams. I mean, they can from a television market standpoint, obviously, and I thought that was
interesting that San Diego had a team in this new league. But yeah. Pittsburgh... Well, I'm not sure what I want to do there. You know, I'm seeing new speculation that the Steelers are going to draft a wide receiver with their first pick, and I'm fine with that. But the rest of the business, ooh, my goodness. You know, I wonder about Tomlin. Is he still the man for the job? It's just difficult to know what to do, in my opinion.
It's hard to win when you have major star players or would-be star players who are just distractions. Bell was an enormous distraction, and never joined his teammates, and Brown quit on his teammates, you know, and so they can color that and spin that any way they want, but fundamentally that's what happened. And if the Steelers franchise is to the point where they now view Juju Smith-Schuster as wide receiver one, which they apparently do, then there's zero reason to keep Brown around. Zero reason. You know, if Brown's not, Brown is barely worth the headache if he's wide receiver one. If he's wide receiver two, he's clearly not worth the headache.
Not at all. Not at all. And Big Ben, you know, I don't know what to do with him.
No.
You know, he might give up next year if he doesn't get his way or something.
Yeah.
I appreciate all he's done, but.
Yeah. Well, he's threatened to quit. He's threatened to quit a million times. He makes it absolutely unworkable to draft another quarterback. And newsflash, you still need to draft another quarterback because apparently Mason Rudolph isn't working out. Surprise, surprise. And so, you know, and he's coming to the end. And look, he's not played well in several years and not up to the standards that Roethlisberger used to play. So,
exactly.
You know, he is coming to the end, and the Steelers have to start to make consideration as such and maybe not, you know, stop looking for these, you know, round four, round five type quarterbacks that almost never work out and actually go after a quarterback.
Become our Eli Manning, Walt.
Yeah. Well, look, I said this before, but at the very least, I would come away with Tyree Jackson in this draft because I think he has the talent to play the position. He'd still be a project, but Clemson, Dad, I have to run. I'm past the break.
Enjoy it.
Thank you. Let me tell you about Kiwi Financial Group. Greg Wales is the guy. Clemson grad, class of 1990, 100% independent advisor, not tied to any big box firm. They're not pushing any expensive proprietary products. They offer a diverse group of financial solutions, including stocks, bonds, mutual funds, alternative investments, insurance solutions, Social Security maximization planning. Are you getting to that age? Have you thought about it? Do you realize there are like 400 different ways a married couple can take their Social Security benefits? How, as a layman, are you ever going to navigate that? The answer is you're not. You've done the right things all your life. Don't blow it now. Get with Greg Wales, Kiwi Financial. He'll guide you through all those choices and find out what the right choice for you is. Retirement income planning, college planning, estate planning solutions. Greg Wales, Kiwi Financial, they do it all. They're on a mission to have a positive influence in our clients' lives. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next door to Max Drive-In. Call them today, 864-654-5043. 864-654-5043 or toll free 800-585-5816, 800-585-5816. Walt Tip to the Road Rage, quick break. We'll be back to wrap up the show.
This Wednesday, the Tigers travel down I-95 to take on the Miami Hurricanes in hopes of bringing home a win just in time for Valentine's as we reach the home stretch of ACC play. Pre-game begins at 6:30 with a 7 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get a four-piece chicken supreme snack for just $3.99.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Ready to fall in love with low prices for Valentine's Day? Time for a Target run. Everything you need for your sweetheart is ready to go. Swing in and pick up fresh flowers, the perfect card, and all their favorite sweets and candy with low prices today and every day. Get in, out, and on your way to winning their hearts this Valentine's Day. Target run and done.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Foothills Metal Supply of Pickens is your local supplier for metal roofing supplies and more. Buy from a dealer who has pride in providing you with the highest quality materials at the best price. Stop by their lot at 2331 Walhalla Highway in Pickens today and see all they have to offer. Foothills Metal Supply allows you to cut out the middleman and go directly to what you need. Call today for more information at 864-481-9180. That's 864-481-9180.
For Valentine's, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa. Their therapists are ready to restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the Sweet Treat Package, the Be Mine Package, Cupid's Holiday, or the Sweetheart Package. Or let Lilia Day Spa create something special for her. A gift certificate from Lilia Day Spa is ideal for Valentine's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
Springtime is almost here, and it's the perfect time to get more at AutoZone. And getting more out of your car battery starts with Duralast. Duralast batteries are proven tough, so you can always count on a smooth startup. Give yourself peace of mind with Duralast. Proven tough and available only at AutoZone. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide.
Get in the zone, AutoZone!
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
I mean, what better way to fortify our masculinity than some classic male bonding?
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. You know, Halt's been open in Greenville for years now, and more recently they opened the second location in Anderson, and they just have, they only hire the best. Mark only hires the best. In Anderson, they have Greg with over 25 years of Lexus experience. Steve is over 35 years with Honda and Acura. You're getting first-class specialists. The knowledge that is top-notch in the industry. They always explain all the options to you. You, the customer, make all the final calls. This is First Class Halt. How many people? We received testimony the other day, again, from several people who had gone to First Class Halt and experienced it for themselves. In fact, I had multiple people. In fact, Somebody else wrote me and told me too. Benjamin wrote this, Ramona. He wrote, hey, Walt, this is Ben from Anderson on the text line. I just wanted to know I had Greg with First Class Halt repair my wife's car when they had issues. They took it right in the first thing in the morning. I got a detailed written estimate in short order, got it fixed, picked it up today. Great job, great service, top class shop. They will be getting all my future Honda business. See? That's what I'm talking about. That's from Benjamin, totally unsolicited. He's telling you the truth about his experience. You'll find the same thing. This is First Class Halt. They're the best. What they do for you is unbelievable. 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty, free roadside assistance, free shuttle to get you back and forth from the shop during your service, or you can enjoy the coffee and snacks while you wait, or, again, take that free shuttle. This is First Class Halt. If you own one of these vehicles and you have not made an appointment in the Anderson location, I don't have any idea what you're waiting for. Because I promise you, wherever you're taking your vehicle, not as good as First Class Halt. They're just not. Not as knowledgeable, not as good. And then there's this. You're going to love what we do at First Class Hall, and the February specials are here. You get 14% off labor. You can figure that one out, February 14th. You get 14% off labor on First Class Hall's previous recommendations and $100 off any Halt, Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota timing belt package, both going on now at the Greenville and Anderson locations. How about that? And then finally, this special offer at Anderson only. For the Anderson location, a diagnostic check for just $99. Full diagnostic check for just $99. Make your calls, people. Get into First Class Hall today. Anderson, 260-9600, 260-9600. Greenville, 297-1212, 297-1212. Very important to tell them that I sent you. That's the way this deal works. You know, I had a bunch of things, Ramona, that, I mean, we've been incredibly busy. I think I've been speaking more quickly than normal because I wanted to jam more things in.
Oh, you think so?
I do. I think my words per minute rate has been up. But regardless, we'll hit some of the things we did not get to on today's show tomorrow. I want to continue right now, though, with the AAF, and you can get in if you want on that. But here's how I see it. First of all, the word alliance, all right, has to do with their regional partners. In other words, for example, the reason that Trent Richardson is on Birmingham is because he falls in their geographic region. Now, it seemed to me that certain areas of the country would be stronger than other areas, and therefore you would be tilting the balance to those areas. But apparently that's not a concern. What's a concern is that they put players who are from your region on teams in your region to improve and enhance the product. And I think, you know, at least initially, conceptually, that's not a bad working premise. I think there are potential flaws in it, as I just suggested. But in the short term, at least initially, I think it's a good idea. You know, let people in Birmingham see Trent Richardson playing on the Birmingham team. That sort of makes sense to me. So there's that. Again, the league is attempting to set themselves up as a developmental league for the NFL. And they have established, they already have all these established ties, including, you know, the hierarchy, starting with Bill Polian. And again, every coach who coaches in this league has NFL experience. Every single coach as NFL experience. That's what they wanted it to be. They didn't want it to be like a college league. They didn't want it to have college coaches. They wanted to have it an NFL product. And I think this, again, speaks to their desire to be affiliated and work in union with the NFL. And as such, again, they have chosen the next block of 400 players or so. You know, and that's why the product's pretty good, is because there are a lot of borderline NFL players who are looking to play somewhere. And so far, I think the product looks good because these are guys who, in theory, many of them you could see playing in the NFL or at least occupying NFL roster spots. So I think that works. And again, that presents this other dilemma. And this is the answer to Joe and Alan, you people who had written on Twitter yesterday about concerns about this operation. I am not at the moment at all concerned about players leaving early to join the AAF. There is no methodology for that to happen at this point. No methodology for that to happen. That is not what this league seems desirous of doing. This league seems to be desirous of aligning itself with the NFL and benefiting from that partnership and therefore establishing a long-lasting, successful league. And I think they're off to a really good start. My only concern is my chief concern right now is the quarterback play, which I think is uneven, to be kind. I think, you know, you're going to have to give some other guys a shot. You can't be running Christian Hackenberg out there and Matt Sims out there. The Perez kid is the biggest surprise. You know, he looks like he should be on an NFL roster to me, and I wrote that immediately upon seeing him. other people pick that up. But, you know, some of the innovation is interesting, too. First of all, you don't have any kickoffs. The kickoffs have been eliminated. I don't like that. I'm not a fan of that. But in their short sample size, it's adequate. I do like the fact that you have to go for two after every touchdown, that they've eliminated the extra point. That's still subject to debate. There are no onside kicks. Instead of an onside kick, you get a 4th and 12 from your own 28-yard line. Again, it seems a bit arbitrary, I grant you, but I imagine it was done based on some studies that suggested that this would provide a similar success rate to traditional onside kicks. I don't know. But I don't mind that. It's sort of nutty, but it's sort of interesting. So there's that. The instant replay is interesting. The coaches on mics, the mics in the huddle, these things are all interesting. Now, the NFL would never go for that, and neither would college, because all these cats are paranoid.
They're going to have mics in the coaches.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you're hearing the play calls. You're hearing the play calls from the coaches and the huddles. I mean, it is fascinating, but the paranoia that exists in the NFL and collegiate football as well, there is zero chance that that's ever going to fly there. So the only place you're going to get that is the AAF. At least that's how I think. I don't think that's something that's ever going to leak into the NFL. I don't think so. The interesting element is the replay official who is on camera and mic.
Because when they do the replay, right, you can hear them talking?
Right. They show the replay official, and you could tell in every game I watched, the replay officials looked nervous. Now, here's a dilemma for the league. One of the reasons they look nervous, Ramona, is they are watching 8mm film. The quality of the replay shots that were being given to those officials was an abomination. I mean, they were not clear at all.
It's so bad.
There were strange elements. Like, for example, one of the strange exchanges, I'm not even sure who the exchange was initiated by, but the exchange was they sent it up to replay. The replay official said he's going to have to go with the call on the field, which was a catch. And this was in the Birmingham game. He said, I can't see anything that proves. And then the guy who's talking to him says, everybody down here thinks it was incomplete. Okay, first of all, if you're sending it to replay, it's no longer your concern. I'm not at all sure who everybody down there referred to, because the officials on the field called it a catch. So that was confusing to me.
It's like they were saying, by the way, this is what we think. Right. So don't disagree with me.
I don't even know who was speaking. I want to know.
You don't even know who that was.
I don't know who the guy who said everybody down here thinks it was incomplete was. We're going to continue with this tomorrow. There's a ton more to get to them on this. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. 269-1232, 269-1232. It's Gilstrap Roofing for all your roofing needs. Listen, when Ramona's house was raining inside, which is never good, that's waiting too long, you get all sorts of damage by that point. Mold, mildew, you know, nasty stuff. You don't want to wait that long. And there's no reason to. Take advantage of Gilstrap's free checkup. If there's something wrong, get it fixed. They have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you, and you'll be good to go. So take advantage of that. Look, the most important element of your home is your roof. It's not your antique furniture, living room. That's driftwood if your house is raining. Your roof protects you from all the elements. It's also integral to your home having the type of appearance you want. Gilstrap can help you with all of these elements. They have for 80 years. 269-1232, 269-1232. Tell them I sent you. Tiger calls coming your way. I'll see you tomorrow.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Welcome to Bylo Tiger Calls with Coach Brownell. Brought to you by Bylo, the official supermarket of the Clemson Tigers. Coca-Cola. Not all fans agree on the best game day foods, but when it's served with an ice-cold Coca-Cola, you know you've got yourself a winner. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling. Carolina Ford Dealers. Check out Ford's unstoppable lineup of SUVs at your Carolina Ford dealer. Proud partner of the Clemson Tigers. This is the Clemson Tigers Network, powered by JMI Sports.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome into Bylo Tiger Calls here on a Monday evening. Don Munson and Clemson.